decide what to say, kifi the oilam, that comes. So one thing is back. What do you have to hear? I always used to say sometimes in the shmuzim, someone will come over to me yesterday and say, did Rebbe mean me when he said this knetch or this mushroom, this, do you have any in mind? I said, the klal is, I don't have anyone specifically in mind, but if you think I meant you, I did. Then I saw afterward, mila b'mila from the Chassam Sofer, that he said in my joshua's, if you think, and I'm talking to you, I am. That was his klal in the joshua's. Okay, I'll go upon him, to mention maybe in the Kudah first. Halacha Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon is a halacha Birchas Yerushalayim Rachim. What's the seal? Baruch Ato Hashem Boinei. So there's two machlekes, the Mechaber and the Ramo. Mechaber says Boinei Berachamov Yerushalayim. Ramo says Noeg to say Boinei Berachamov Yerushalayim. Beis Yosef Halatua brings down two shittas, what's it holy in? And it's Yidua, Hashem Degoyim. Degoyim in Ma'aser Rav says not to say Berachamov. Say Boinei Yerushalayim. Boinei Yerushalayim. We say Omen. Omen is not part of the bracha, by the way. The Omen is not part of the bracha. The Omen is to be mafsik between the brachas that are in the Raisa and bracha Revias. So you made it as the Rabbonim. It's not part of the bracha, which I always have. I always have to check it out once. That L'chayru, when someone is mezamein, the mezamein, so the proper way to do it is if he finishes the bracha and everyone else says Omen. When you get to Boinei, he says Boinei Berachamov, let's say Boinei Berachamov Yerushalayim, Omein, and then the Tzibah says Omein. It's not so poshut. Mechayit should have a din of an Omein Yisayim. The Omein has to be somach to the Gemara Brocha with nothing in between. You have to say Omein as soon as you say Yerushalayim. As soon as he says Yerushalayim, you have to say Omein, not after his Omein. Because his Omein is not a part of the Brocha Bechlan, it's something else. Let's take a break. That's what the Omen is. So the tzibur that's entering Omen has to be someone to the brocha, not with that, not something, not afterward. Because it's a problem of an Omen Yisoyma. Okay, you have to know the halachas of Omen. Everyone's looking at me like they never heard of Omen Yisoyma before. But that's not the topic today. So the Goyin says in Ma'aser Rav, you don't say Berachamo because in the Haftorah from this week's parish in Shabbos Chazon, how does the Haftorah end? Tzion b'mishpoti podeh v'shoveho b'tzidoko. It says Tzion, which Tzion Yerushalayim is going, it's the same thing. It's also a different sugi, but the going on Tzion in Yerushalayim is hihi. So it says Tzion b'mishpot. Mishpot is din, not rachem. Tzion b'mishpoti podeh, brings the going. So when we make a broch about that, Kodesh Baruch Hu being boy in Yerushalayim, it's not barachem of, it's bedin. So take out the word. That's the goal. The Maisa, the Ramos says not the way. The Ramos says, we do say, Boinei Berachamov. I, what's with this pasuk? Tzion b'mishpoti podeh. So, the Bach brings, b'shem the Marshal, two terutzim. The first terutz, which is the easiest and most mekubal, is before you say pshat in a pasuk, look it up. And look up the Rishonim in the Pasuk, and then we'll talk about it. If you look up this Pasuk of Tzion B'mishpot Tipodeh, look it up in the Novi, and you'll see that Roiv Rishonim over here, in Yeshaya, Roiv Rishonim say Tzion B'mishpot Tipodeh doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpot. It means when we do Mishpot. When we're Maimit Shoftim and enforce Mishpot, that will bring about binyan Yerushalayim. Kineged the Gemara kind of the Gemara in Shabbos that says lechor v'Yerushalayim. One of the reasons they're chovah shalay donu eschaderi shalay chichu eschaderi. There was a lack of mishpat, but al kaponim says the mashal just like shoveh bitzidoko. How do you translate that? Tzioin bin mishpat tipode through mishpat and shoveh will come back return with tzidoko. Means when they do tzidoko, bitzchus tzidoko. Shoveh bitzidoko means bitzchus tzidoko. They'll come back. So says the mashal tzion bin mishpat tipode is going bitzchus. Bitzchus of us doing mishpat. How will it be nivne barachamov? Kodesh Baruch Hu b'nei barachamov. But which schusim do we have to for that rachamim is when we do mishpat? So I learned the Rishonim. Rashi says the mishpat ipoda al yedei sheyiu bo oisei mishpat. There will be people doing mishpat. Same in the Radak, other Rishonim. Some of this it's also in the tour. In bechoyde v'yatzmoi the tour. In Choshe Mishpat Siman Aleph, when he talks about the chashivas of Mishpat, he brings this. He brings Tzien the Mishpat Tipode. It's like full Rishonim. Don't learn Pshat like the Goyim Pasuk. Akoponim. That's one Pshat the Marshal says. Inami says the Marshal. Why we can say Goyim Barachim, how does it fit with this Pasuk? He says Pidyon is something else. Pidyon is not Binyan. There's one thing of Pidyon. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Poide. There's a Pidyon. Take it away from the Goyim, and Memela, now we have the ability to be Zoichi in the Binyan. There's two Shlavim. The Pidyon, maybe like the Goyim Taka b'Mishpat, but the Binyan, to be Boini Yushalayim b'Tefarta, Shovatzah Ashkima, that, Barachim. That's the second teretz of the Marshal. Okay. That's the second pshat. Back to the goyim, but the goyim learns not. The goyim said, "Seein b'mishpat ipoda b'mishpat's goyim means din." Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be pointed with din. So it says the goyim, you don't say b'nei barach mishnah. So kasha, I always had ma'aser the oil masks it. So if you can't say b'nei barachamov, what about a shmoneser? Say l'ushalayim yircha barachamim toshuv. So chazeno einenu b'shulcha l'tzion barachamim.
Full
rachamim,
pidyon, binyan,
shivyon,
all different.
Shalayim yircha barachamim toshuv. Rachamim toshuv. You see, all the time we're talking about it. Full. Just pay attention. It says barachamim, rachamov. Ona racham rachim aleinu. Hoshev shchinos chalatziyin. And musaf and yomtiv. Say orev. Anywhere you look, it's talking about the hoshev shchinos chabarachamim, barachamim, barachamim. Shalayim Yerucha Barachim Toshuv. The guy says, no, Boini Barachim, don't say Barachim, Boini Yerushalayim Bedin. So, how do we answer the guy? Something to think about. Pay attention. So I think I saw the Siddur of Reb Chaim HaGrach, Chaim Kanievsky, I'm not mistaken, that he says, the question is, you have to make two dinim in this. He says, there's binyan, the etzem binyan of Yerushalayim, the Mikdash, and then the hachazoras hashchina. Just because there's a binyan, how much shchina will be there? First, you have to have the binyan. The binyan is bedin, if you're going to be mishpat yodin. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashri shchinos enochamol and come back, kevatchilo, even more than kevatchilo, that is berachamim. So Barachim is always on the Hashava. Yerushalayim Yirchov is like if it's boinu. Barachim Toshuv, come back. The Sechazenu Einenu B'Shuvcha L'Tzion. That second kasha, by the way, from the Sechazenu, it also says Barachim. I saw once in the Lev Elio, Elia, it says Nif Mshan. Sechazenu Einenu B'Shuvcha L'Tzion Barachim. The Posh Pshat is the Barachim is going on the Beshuv Chol Letzion. Beshuv Chol Letzion, the Shiva Letzion will be Barachim. And that's what this Kash is based on. If he's going to Well, he says, no. He wants to say, Chidz Chuzik Pshat. I mean, it's Posh Pshat. The Barachim is going on the Vesecha Zena Inin. We should see when you come back to Yerushalayim. Barachim. What's the Barachim? Simple is the Shuv Chol Letzion will be. He says, no. Shuv Chol Letzion is Bedin. But if you'll be able to see it, will you get to see it? For that you need rachamim. Not everyone will get to see it. Not everyone will be there. And even people that are there, believe it or not, there will be people there, but they'll be busy on their phone. It's the same. There will be people on their phone texting. Well, wait a minute, I'll see it afterward. They won't be zeicher. They won't be zeicher to see the big things. Someone doesn't miss the Shechina. When the Shechina comes back, you're not going to feel it. Like, what's ever made such a big deal about it? That there will be people there. We don't want to be there. The Zechazena, Einenu, Barachim, we should see the whole Shulchan. But, Teretz number one on the Kasha, Chaim can ask to answer the Goy. The Binyan is not Barachim, Boy Ne Yushalayim Ome. But the Shul, most of the times it says Barachim, it's always on Barachim, Toshuv, Hoshev, is always the Teretz number one. I'll tell you my Teretz. I have two, but I'm going to say over one now. It's a little bit Jewish, but maybe it could be chat. That is the aside from the crazy place. Everyone knows the crazy. Who wrote the crazy? Bianism. The Rebbe of Bianism. The Avos Bianism. Yeah, the Urim the Tumim. It's on Choshi Mishpat, and the crazy place is on Yerideya. Both of them equally as long and hard. So in Simon Kuf Yud, which is the Simon of Taroivis, I got excited because it's right next to Kuf Yud Aleph, the Simon of Shani Yomi, right there. At the end of Kuf Yud, after the Arichos in Taroivis, he says he has a kuntris called Beis HaSofik. And in the kuntris Beis HaSofik, at the end of Kuf Yud, he goes through all Klolis Fakers, many, many Klolis Fakers, Fakers indeed. And at the end of the end, he says he wants to be Messiah with a Dover Toiv. He meant like he's supposed to be Messiah with a Dover Toiv. I always had an aura on that, but based on something, he's not a Dover Toiv. I have to be more mindful in that. What? Messiah with a Dover Toiv is a Chumash, Navi. You don't end with a, right? Like all the Meforshim, yes, Megillas Eicha. How did Megillas Eicha end? Ki emoiz ma'astonu katzavta aleinu at ma'oid. Meforshim will ask. That's the way to end. How about a little bit chizuk, pat on the back? That's the way to end. But the teretz is that Rabbeinu Yoni himself is the kashim. And the sugya brochas, Perek Ein Ha'im, Rabbeinu Yoni is the kashim. Where's the Dover Toiv? And he says, the way you read the pasuk is, it's not a statement. Ki emoiz ma'astonu katzavta aleinu. You read it like as a question. Ki emoiz ma'astonu with a bitmiyah. Meaning, Klal Yisrael is saying, with all the tzoras and the punishment of Megillas Eicha, with all that was done, were you taka mo'os in us? No. I'm a little bit angry. Mo'os, a lot of it angry. But it wasn't a mo'os. Shat is something that disgusts you. You don't deal with. You don't beat it up and hit it and hit it again and come back and hit it again and come back. If it's moist, you get rid of it. If you keep on going back to it, hit it again and again and again. There's something there. There's something there. It's not moist, Ma'astonu. Because after, you're going to come back. You're trying to shake us up. The baby Yoni says, Ki moist, Ma'astonu. Because after, Leinu Ad Moit, Mamela, you're coming back. It's a Megillas Eicha. It starts Eicha Yoshva Bodot. It's like an almona who's waiting for a husband, like Rashi says. It's not a garish. It's she's. We know Abish is coming back, and that's the end. The end is kosher to us. But I call upon him. So how did we get into this?
Good news at the end.
So back to this crazy Uflesi in Simon Kufyud at the end of Beis HaSofik. He says he wants to be Messiah with Dover Toiv. And he asks kashas that the Gemara says in Erev in Mem Gimel that the sequence of Mashiach is Elio Anovi is Bo Koide Mashiach. And the Gemara says if a person makes a neder, a reini nozir v'yoyim shem that Mashiach will come. B'yom Sheben David Bo, he's not allowed to drink wine during the week. Maybe Mashiach will come today. Shabbos he could. Why? Mashiach could come on Shabbos. Because Elyonov is coming before Mashiach, and Elyonov he doesn't come Erev Shabbos V'yomtiv. So if it's Shabbos, Elio didn't come Thursday, Elio didn't come yesterday, no Mashiach. There's an order. It's an order. And that's a sugya in Erev, in Men, Gimel, a little bit in Socha. Akoparim, the Rambam passes not so clear about this. How the Rambam passes not like this in other protem. I'm not going to even go into all the kashas. The crazy. But Akoparim says the crazy place, he says the Yisoyte, into many kashas. He says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it darshens the pasuk, Ani Hashem be'itoy achishem. Zocho achishem. Loi zocho be'itoy. Be'itoy means in its time. Achishem means I will send him. Says the crazy, there are two zmanim for bias HaMashiach. This one is be'itoy. There's a zman that's set up. A zman. That's if loi zocho. Loi zocho is a zman that Mashiach will come. No longer then. But there's another zman that if Klal Yisrael lezoicha, then akapitz al ahorim, medalik al agvois, achishen boi bayoy in bekoilos ishmo. Hayoy in bekoilos ishmo. Says the crazy, all the tenoim that was said about Bias HaMashiach, all the tenoim, Elio has to come first, chutz po yaske, all the gemores, ein ben David bo elo, the whole Sanhedrin, ein ben David bo elo, this and that, that's all in the be'ito. The Achishena could be 1 minute. No rules, no regs, no nothing. Achishena. No, we don't need Elio and Ovi for the Achishena, Mashiach's going to work. And with this Yisoyt, he ends a lot of kash. Interessant. The Sefer Klichemda, the Klichemda in Parsha Shmini brings this Yisoyt. And he says, Lefi Zeh, he answers by a bris, so we add on harachamans in Birchas Hamosim, at the end of Birchas Hamosim. And if you see the harachamans, the six. So, number five is harachaman hu yishlach lonu meshichoi hoylech tomim. Bezchus chasan lamud leis domim. We should be zeichet to Mashiach. Number six, the last one, harachaman hu yishlach lonu kohen tzedek, Eliyahu HaNavi. Asher lukach leit. In fact, he is giving Mashiach before Leo, Ayin Erevin Mem Gimel, and Leo comes before Mashiach. The order is wrong, says the Klichem, the name. The first of Rachman, we won't be asking for Achishena. Forget Leo, leave Leo home. Just send Mashiach, Ayoyim, without any tone, the Achishena. If we're not Zoichet to that, Chotch to Be'ito should happen quickly. For that, we need Leo first. That's it. That's it. Keep it in mind. So it says that that's the same crazy. So obviously one could say Lefizeh that whenever we're being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Binyan Yerushalayim, you're not Meshabeach on Achishena. Like in Birchas Hamos, it's Birchas HaShvach. Lefizeh, if we ask, let me just say like this, is it Rachamim or Din? The Goyim says Tzion B'Mishpat Yipoter. That's Be'ito. That's going to be B'din. There's a process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will build slowly with Din. That's the Be'ita. Achishenu is called Kulei Rachamim. The Klal Yisrael could just Hayoyim because this is Shmo was like Berachamim right away. So the answer is if B'din Rachamim, we want to say Lefi the crazy that the Geula of Be'ita is B'din, Achishenu is Berachamim. So which one do we mean? So you have to work out. The Moshe and benching. There it's Birchas HaShvach. See, we're not Meshabeach on Berachamim, on Achishenu. Who said? On the regular, the Be'ito, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boyne, Boyne for Yerushalayim. So don't say Berachamim. What we ask, the Yerushalayim Yircho. When we're davening in Tefillah, we're Mevakish, there we go all out. You're Mevakish for the Achishenu. Yerushalayim Yircho, Berachamim Toshuv, Behoshev Shkinosko. Whenever we're being Mevakish with Tefillah, there we want the Achishenu. So we can say Berachamim, Berachamim, Berachamim. But in Boini Yerushalayim, it's in Birchas Hamazons. Okay.
Maybe Shmona Esrei, you end
it. Yeah, that is another issue here. I mean, Moir is myself. In Shmona Esrei itself, Yerushalayim Yircho. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem, in that bracha it says, Bani Yerushalayim. If you're the goyim, it's great. If you're the goyim, it's good, because the siyum is not is going what the Eibush, what we want, and what the Eibush is actively doing is the boyne. So it fits. But my Ramuzger, the Ramah that is, he puts in benching Barachamim. Because the Ramah holds it's always Barachamim. What about the Shemoneh Esrei? The siyum there is Boyne Yishlaim. That's another shtick. We have to know what to do. Okay, not for now. But Mice, it's also to do our. Maybe not to do it. The Rambam talks about Mashiach in Hilchas Melochim. Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchas Melochim, Halacha Aleph. He talks about HaMelech HaMashiach, Osid Lamud Lahachzir Malchus Beis David, and he talks about what's going to be the Zman HaMashiach, and his Loshim is as follows. Kol mi she'enoi ma'amin boi, oi mi she'enoi mechake lebiyosoi. If you're not, two things. If you're not ma'amin boi, or you're not mechake lebiyosoi, loi b'shar neviyim belvatu koifer, ela b'toiras b'toirah, u'moishe rabbeinu, you're koifer in everything, even in the Torah. Because you can find in the Torah. It says, V'shov Hashem Elokecha eshvuscho v'richamcho, v'shov v'kibetzcho mikol ha'amim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will. Imeshim. I'll put it like this. What does it mean, mi she'enoi ma'amin bo, u mi she'enoi mechakel? Ma'amin bo, I understand, I think. If you might mean, these psukim, that it's just, the Rambam says more. With the oi, it's not like a, mi she'enoi ma'amin bo, oi, she'enoi mechakel libiyosa, you're a koifer. What does it mean to be mechakel libiyosa? What does it mean to be mechakel libiyosa? What does it mean to wait? I'm waiting. Mechakel means to wait. Achakela. What do you mean you're waiting? So, the Briskerov says, Pshat, it means that a person has to be maimin u'mechake now. That you have to be waiting right now, and a chelik of the emuna is, it's a chelik of the emuna that Mashiach can walk in the door the next minute. If you believe that Mashiach will come, no, not now. My calculation says in a year from now. Says the Briskerov, you're a koifer. You have to believe that he can come right now. Right now. That's what the Briskerov said, Pshat in this Rambam. It means right now. Muki neni mukhan umazuman right now. And the yes, the Briskerov. Aye. Look at the Gemara Sanhedrin. There's so many tnoim for Mashiach. The yes, the Briskerov on Shabbos. How could you be Mekai Machakaloi? Aye. Elio Anovi doesn't come on Friday, so Mashiach can't come. It's Mefushik Mon Erevin. The way the Briskerov is reading the Rambam, how are you supposed to be Mechakaloi, let's say, on Shabbos? Or Friday? How are you supposed to be Mechakaloi on Friday? Elio was not coming. So has the Gemara Erevin if Elio doesn't. So the Briskerov said, when they asked him this question, he says, when Mashiach will come, he'll answer that child also. As I state in Rambam, the Rambam says, Mechakaloi means every minute, every day, every time. You see, how could you be Mechayim? But the Talmidim of the Rav explained that he meant the Be'ita with the Achishenel. The Achishenel, there's no rules. There's a Zman of Achishenel. The Amunah is not only in the, it's not enough Amunah in the Be'ita. The Amunah has to be in the Achishenel, and that's Mechayim. It could be. It's a Chiddush. And the way, I'm not sure if that's the Poshto Pshat in the Rambam. I'm not sure if that's the Poshto Pshat. You could learn that Mechakele doesn't mean I have a moon, he can come right now. What if there's an moon, he'll come in a year? But are you waiting for that? If it's a good zach, you're waiting for it. You're waiting. If someone tells you that you're gonna get a big present, you're gonna win a ton of money in a year from now. So you wait, in a yoishevu mitzapeh. That's also mechakeloi, but that shows the chashivas of the dover. Mechake. You mechakeloi. The chashivas of the dover. If you know it's good, if you don't appreciate it, you don't wait for it. So you could read the Rambam. It's not enough to be maimin boy. You have to be, it's a way of life of being mechake. He says the Briskerov learned much more than that. It means your maimin, he can come this second. Maybe not. Even if it'll come afterward. I think you could learn this. Pshat. The way I'm reading it is, mechake loy is a way of life. Are you waiting for it? is your life geared? Go look around what type of house you built. And you can see if someone is a mechake. Is it on the agenda that Yetzer Hashem Mashiach will come? There's going to be a total new way of life. There should be a certain temporariness in the Oilam Hazeh. That's the mechake. That's the mechake. Couple left, it was in Eretz Yisrael a while, they left Eretz Yisrael, so they came to say goodbye to me, they left. And I said, I'm not going to say a big goodbye, maybe Mr. Shem Mashiach will come, maybe in a week, two, you'll be back. So his wife says, we just gave away your apartment, we just sold everything. I mean, of course we want Mashiach there, but you know, give us some time a little bit, you know, we're going back there, give us some time. It's a week, man. That's not a machake. It's not a machake. It's a little bit extreme. This is for the extremes. Extremists. There's a sefer called Emek HaMelech. The sefer Emek HaMelech is Roiv Divrei Kabbalah from Talmidei Ha'ariza. And he brings down a maisa.
Someday.
He brings down a maisa in the Hakdama. I'm not going to help you because the Hakdama is like, I don't know how many tens of pages, but also in Perek Tezvov. It doesn't even say in this page. It's in. You'll call me if you ever have to find it. That's better. He says like this, there was a maisa with the Arizal, Pam Achaz Be'erev Shabbos in Tzfas, Somach Lachnosas HaShabbos. Yotzo HaArizal in Talmidov Chutz Li'ir Tzfas, they went outside the city. He was Lovash Dalit Big Day Lovam, he brings it. And special Shabbos clothes with stomach, he had a talis also. Kiminig Arizal. Loivesh Tzitzis. And he went to be Mekabel Shabbos Basom. He brought his Talmidim, Bo'u Neitze Asod. And they said, Mizmo L'dovet, Hovel Hashem B'nei Eilim, Chunaranino. He brings down Mizmo L'Yerma Shabbos also, which I have a Suffolk person. Then it was Kabbalah Shabbos, you have to know. But they said the Kabbalah Shabbos, B'nigun Noe. B'nigun Noe. The Kabbalah, Fest of Kabbalah Shabbos. U'bitoich Shehoyu Mishoyerim, while they were singing, Omar Harab L'Talmidim, Chaveirim. Ritzoichem shenelech liYerushalayim koydem haShabbos. The Chayyim could be from this Moshiach. Benasa Shabbos liYerushalayim. Lama gain to liYerushalayim. Stomach meant to the Mokom Amitosh liYerushalayim. Would you like to go with me to liYerushalayim? The Makabel of Firoys, the Gemara, the Kabbalah Shabbos liYerushalayim, Yer Hakodesh. And liYerushalayim, he says, is Rochoit Mitzvas Yoyse Meesrim Bechamisha Parsois. It's far, right? How many hours bus ride is it?
Four or five.
Was it worth it? Was it worth it? So that's when you have a bus. Imagine by camel. But some of the pshat is that Rizal had his ways, obviously, to get there. He wasn't getting there before Shabbat. Rizal had his ways. In fact, there's shailas on the Rizal. How? That zikh is not a shaila. How can he get this bus? It's okay. Rizal's up. So he says, Bo v'netzi nasa Shabbos v'shalayim. So some of the Talmidim says, Anu shoyne bekach, let's go. You ready? Another kibbutz of the Talmidim says, one second. Neilech mikoydem v'noidia oisei l'nashem. A family, our wives are waiting for us at home. Can we go back, speak it over, tell them where we're going to go in? And then we'll be back. Nechrat harav charod gedoyla. The reason. V'hiko kaf l'kaf. V'omar. Oy lonu, shaloi hayu bonu zchus ligoy. Sheil molei ha'isa kulchem neishivim. If all of you would have answered the pe'echot, sha'atem roitz alein lich besimcha g'dayla, right now to Yerushalayim, take if hayu negolim kol Yisrael. Because there was the Shas HaGaula, there was the Shas HaKoshe, and we lost it. And we just lost it. Because Ad kan is the maisa in Sefer. I mean, we said, so what's the point of the maisa? What's the point? Why was it? What, if they would have answered, yeah, we're all ready to go, what is it? Why? Why would that have brought? It, the mashmois, the story is, it's not that the tefillah in Yerushalayim would have brought the gula. That's not the mashmois. Had you all agreed to go, that would have done it. But this kvutz of talmid. If you would have all said, pe echot, let's go, that's a simon. The biggest simon of a machakel lebiyotzo, it's a piece of Yeshua. There's nothing else going on. What are we living for, Mashiach? There's nothing else going on. But if you could say, hold on a second, let's see what's going on at home, make sure the food will stay hot, tell our wives. So you're not the one that's going to bring Mashiach. This is like what it should look like. A machaka libiyosa. Go ask someone when he's on his vacation. Right? And he's on a summer vacation, wherever it would be, in the mountains or wherever the Olam is over now. Wherever the Olam is now. So how could you be anywhere else, I don't know, besides learning the sugis of Grey Ras Chulda, Sochem Naftes. Is there any place you'd rather be? No. But let's say you go to someone over there, it's vacation, they're sitting by the pools, the kosher beaches, I hope, and everything else over there. They say, I heard Mashiach is coming in a few hours. Ruined the vacation. Good time. You know the Maisa? That there was a chosin. I got married. He got a chosin of money and he invested it by the gvir in the city. Everyone invested. They made a lot of money in the gvir. A year later, this chosin, he goes to the gvir, says he needs his money back. Listen, this reason he needs his money back and he want to give it back. He got his money out. He got his money back. The money invested. The next day, it was in his parish, the Gvir lost all his money. He lost all his money, and everyone lost all the money. Everyone came, they were tomea on this guy, this young chassan. How did he know to pull his money out? No one knew. No one knew what was his name. How did you know? You're a Navi. He said, no, I'm not a Navi. He says, I was in the mikvah Friday. He wanted the mikvah. And this big Gvir was with me in the mikvah. And he's coming out of the mikvah, and I hear him giving krechts, oi, Mashiach, Solshan Kum, Mashiach. I said, what does he need Mashiach for? What is it? If he needs Mashiach, he said he lost all his money. He said he wants Mashiach, he said he must have lost all his money. I ran, I took. But this is the mice. I would add on, Rabbi, so I just want to add on for us. For us, this mice. It seems very extreme, I mean, where's the menschlichkeit? Are you allowed to leave? What, you leave your wife at home waiting? Just go to Yerushalayim for where's the menschlichkeit? How could you? How could you leave them? How could you leave the family? What do the Arizal want? What do the Arizal want? It sounds like a fanatic cult almost. No, leave everyone, forget the family and go right. There's Gemara's and Subas about a Tana that came home late Friday night. It says what happened. Yeah? What happened? His woman came home late and she was waiting for him. What happened? What?
He died.
The place where he was sitting broke and he died. Because he's Mitzari, Mitzari's wife. She's waiting for him. So what's Pshat? You have to add on. You have to add on the Pshat like this. Some of the Talmidim up there said, yeah, we're ready to go. We're on our way. We're ready to go. So what's Pshat with them? Either not concerned about telling them the Pshat. If someone lives his life waiting for Mashiach, he gets up in the morning, he tells his wife, Mietz Hashem, Mashiach, what are you making for supper today? Yeah, if Mashiach doesn't come, we'll have this, we'll have that. Tomorrow, Mietz Hashem, let's plan our vacation. If Mashiach doesn't come, if you're living like that, so what happens one Friday night, all of a sudden, he doesn't come home? Mistama, he's bringing Mashiach. It's like, Pasha, you don't have to go. So from the fact that they had to go home wasn't just a simon of them, it's a simon of the whole house. That's how you're living? That when you don't come home on a Friday night, they're going to be worried about you? They won't know for sure. For sure, you're a big businessman, a mushal. Big businessman. Or a big lawyer. And he comes home, has time when he comes home at 5 o'clock. And one time he comes home at 8:30, 10 o'clock, 11. I'm telling you, why is that nervous? Yeah, it must have been a big deal. Yeah. It's a big deal he's making over here. It was pashut, it's extra hours. But okay, that's so back to the Zinyan of Tzipisa Yeshua. I said over in the Rambam, Mishen and Matzapa, I said over the Pshat of the Briskerov, that it means the one for the other Pshat. The other Pshat, which I think you could learn, it's not about the Amunah Nachishena right now, it's a way of life of being Matzapa, how you're living. Okay. There's a Kesher, Parshas Devorim, is always the Shabbos before the Shabbos Chazoin. So Chazoin is Divrei Terchocho. Parshas Devorim, it's Moshe Rabbeinu starts, Eilu Devorim Asher Dibre Moshe, is a Terchocho on Klal Yisrael and the Zman of the Midbar, going back for over the, all the 40 years. Different Averis, Moshe Rabbeinu said it Beremez. Teichochas. Teichochas are good to Zachar, Moshe. One of the Kinyoni HaTorah is Oyeves HaTeichochas. The person has to be interesting. Oyeves HaTeichochas is a necessary Kinyon. It's one of the Mem Ches Kinyonim for Torahs. You're not Oyeves HaTeichochas. Why would a person be Oyev? How come we're not Oyev as a Teichochitz? I'll show you a Rambam. A Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. The Oilam wants to know why I'm always pushing the Oilam to go to the Shmuzim. You have to go to Shmuzim, you have to go to the Sichos, the various Oiris, not run out when there's a Shmuz. Make a Cheshmen, you can go 2 weeks, 3 weeks. How do you even go 1 week without hearing a Shmuz? It's very dangerous. The Rambam, Perik Dalet Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam says there are 24 things, Esrim Ba'arba Dvorim Hama'akvin Es HaTshuva. That I'm Akif. And one of them is Hasoine es HaTeichochas. Someone who doesn't like hearing Teichochas. Because he won't be able to do tshuva. And listen, the Rambam says like this: Bizman shemoydiyin lo la'odam chato'ov umachlim emoysoy choyzer b'tshuva. Kemoy shekosov b'Torah. He says, go through the Torah. Zohar al Tishkach, Mamrim Hoyisem, that's Parshas Ekev. Loi Nosan Hashem Lachem Leiv, Kisovoy, Am Novel Veloi Chochom, Hazinu, Vechein Yishayohu Hechi Achis Yisrael, that's the Haftoira. Hei Goy Choyte. And he says like this, Chein Kol Hanavim Hoychichu Li Yisrael Ad Shechotzu B'tshuva, Lefichoch. That was the halacha. Lefichoch Tzorich Lahamid B'kol Kal V'kahal. The Rambam says this is a chiyuv, that you have to be maimit in each congregation in Yisrael, chochom godol v'zokein, v'yirishamayim min urov, v'ohuv lehem, someone that's beloved to them, sheyehei moichiach l'rabim u'machzirim b'tshuva. So we know, like an ear, this halacha, you have to have a base medrash, you have to have a shul, you have to have a mikvah, some things you have to have. There's another zach that you have to have. Chiv. The Rambam says, Tzorich lahamid b'chol kal kahal omichiv. You have to have that. Sometimes you're wondering why the Rav Yeshul, like, you're thinking, he's talking about giving the oil a musar sometimes. Sometimes like, what is it? Who is it? No, it's not stam. He's a chiv. It's a chiv. Tzorich lahamid. That's the job of a Rav today. And if you're not in a shul, you got to go to a shmuz. Otherwise, you're not mekayim. It says a loshon in the pasuk. Hoychiach, hoychiach, toychiach, hoychiach, toychiach. As amitzecha, parshas kedoshim. Hoychiach, toychiach. So I saw in the shem the chidah nifladik abshat. What's the loshon hoychiach and what's the loshon toychiach? He says in loshon hakodesh. The word hoicheach Toichiach means to give musr, to be mechiach someone. Tell him he's bad. Don't, not the pattern, tell him he's bad. You're doing Averis, you go to Gehenna. You better shape up. What's Hoicheach? That's Toichocha. He says the Loshen Hoicheach means to show, to prove. Like, Hoichocha, I'll bring you a Hoichocha, then I'm right. Yaakov says to Lovan, when Lovan ran after him, he says, let's put everything out in front of us. V'yoychichu bein shnei. What's v'yoychichu? There's no musr. It means, let's put it that way. Vice. It means the vice. I'll show you. How does it come into Techocha? It says the Chidah, there are two levels in Techocha. There's one level, without telling a person how bad he is, but you go over and you explain to him what he's doing. Listen, you should just know, from the way I see it, there's two ways here. There's this way. The way you, if you go this way, you're driving off a cliff. It's very dangerous. I don't know. You have to decide which one you... Listen, I don't know you. You have to decide which one. Pasha to stel effect for a person. What are the two drachim? That's one level. There's a higher level of get him off that way. That's hoicheach and then toichiach. Sometimes the hoichach alone is enough. You don't even have to tell him that he's a rosh. Sometimes it's like, but there are always two levels. He's going the pshat mishle. Al toichiach late. Don't give a late toichach. But hoichach, you can give him. That you can give anyone. He's not going to hate you. No one will hate you for that. But when you tell him off, you're not telling him off. That's his pshat. And this is the Kli Yonker says, there's a Rashi in this week's Setra. Vayidaber Hashem Eilai Lemor. That's after the Mises HaMaraglim, Rashi says, Aval Mishiluach HaMaraglim, all the 38 years, it doesn't say Vayidaber, Elo Vayoymer. Why? Because during the Chet of the Maraglim, it was Kali Yisrael was Nizoifim. The Dibu was not Nisyachi Beloshen Chibo. Ponem El Ponem. Lamech Ein HaShechin HaShore Al Yisrael Al Anavim Elo Bishmul Yisrael. So during the 38 years, it says a Loshen Vayoymer, not a Loshen Chibo. Now, maybe it's back by Yidabe. That's a Loshen Chibo. Now, we all know, Rabbi Yisrael, there's another Chiluk by Dibur and Amir. What's the Chiluk? Dibur is a Loshen Koshe. It's a Loshen Koshe. Amir is a Loshen Rach. That's all over. Frek the Kliyoker over here. If by Yidabe is a Loshen of Chibo, why is it also a Loshen Koshe? Shouldn't a Loshen Chibo be soft and nice? Kasha of the Kliyoker. A lot of Kliyokas in this one, Shemi. Pirish Rashi, there was only Amira before, now there's Dibur. Frek there. But Dibur, Haloy Amira, it's a Loshon Chiba. Dibur is kosher. V'oimer ani, hi hamisenes. Dibur kosher, ku toichocho. It's a toichocho. Al kem yesh bohem yoyser chiba. That's why it's a chiba. Ki es asher yoyhar, Hashem yoychiach. The reason why it's a Loshen Chibo is because there's a Techocha in there. Bocher asked me, this man, he wanted to leave like 2 weeks early. I gave it to him over the head. So what are you doing? Leaving early. So you're missing the sugyas. You know what that could change your life? You're throwing out. I said, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. In your grave, you'll roll over in your grave for missing the sugyas and that test that you will never get as well again in the rest of your life. For what? For what? For going to camp and convincing yourselves that you're saving the world by being Makari from seventh graders and going out to you? I said, nothing is nothing, but I he comes back to me 2 days later and he says he doesn't feel comfortable asking the Shaila, maybe he shouldn't ask it, but he knows there's someone else that asked a similar Shaila. I said, you know, and my answer to him was, you sure you have to go? You sure you want to go? There's learning the little shtark over here. You have to make sure you want to go. And what's the difference? Him you're so nice to. Him you're so nice to. He's asking me like me. I told him, Ayin Kliyoka. Ayin Kliyoka parashas Devarim on this pasuk. On this pasuk. Perik Bey's Pasuk Yud Zayin. I said, I am Kliyoker. And you'll have the answer. 100%.
So if it was Gab, he said it was Tommy, he didn't stay to Tisha B'Av, he just couldn't use Torah so much.
Yeah. 100%. Kineilach a chover means a chover that could be mechiachi, in a good way. In a good way. A person doesn't have someone mechiach in the felt is as our member. A person's face is dirty, who's going to tell you it's dirty? Your friend. If you walk in and something's dirty, something like this, some people say, I'm not going to go over there, I'm embarrassed. I don't want to tell him. I'm going to tell him his face is dirty, his jacket is stained, his zip is open. I'm going to go over, embarrass him. Yeah, but if it's a good friend of yours, it's not a cheshbon. He'll be embarrassed. You got to help the guy. That's the Kenei L'Chachov, someone that will tell you off in a good way. So if that's Rabbi said, that is the reason that you must go to Shmuzin and end off over here. The connection between Parashas Devarim, Tisha B'Av, and Techachim, put us in the right place. But there's another connection over here. There's another connection. What is that? Poshet. A main chunk of the Teichocha was Chet HaMeraglim. Look at Parshat Tvarim. A main chunk is all about the Chet HaMeraglim. Big time. Because that caused the Golas HaMidbar, the Abom Shon of HaMidbar was the Chet HaMeraglim, and they just got over it. When Moshe Rabbeinu is going over the Chet HaMeraglim. It says when they came back, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, "Vayomru toivah ha'oretz asher Hashem elokeinu nosan lanu." He said, "Toivah ha'oretz," and you didn't listen. Who said toivah ha'oretz? Rashi says, "Mihem sha'omru toivosam Yeshua v'kolev." Moshe Rabbeinu says, and they said, "How many meraglim were there?" 12. The meraglim said, "Toivah ha'oretz," and you didn't want frek the Ramban. Two of them said toifa, the rest said it's terrible. So that's your taina, that they said toifa. Two say it's good, and the other 8 and 10 said terrible. No, there were 10 of them, right? How many ragmon? 12. Eidaz is 12, all the shvot. So the Ramban learns at the Mjan Basel. The Ramban learns when they came back, at the beginning they all said toifa horetz. And then quietly they went all around and they told them the real story. The Ramban only had barichas. What's Pshat? It's from Pshat and Rashi. I thought Pshat and Rashi is there, Chagav, just like this. The Ramban means two against eight, so at least it's a Sufik. It's a Sufik. He said this. And if it's a Sufik, what's behind the Ramban's question? If it's a Chaloi Sufik, so how are you Machri the Sufik? 10 against 2. It's a Dover Rogel Kordo, it's a Mstabat, the 10 and right. Rashi held, the Abishta already said Toivah. The Abishta said it's Toivah. That's a Vadai. So if they all came back and said it wasn't good, they all, okay? Something's different over here. Something changed. But they didn't all come back. There were two of them that said Toivah. Oi, but so there's no Chaloi Sofik anymore. Ain't Sofik Moitzim Devada. But you have a Sofik over here? There's no Chaloi Sofik with being Machriya, who's right? Akoponim, think about it. Whether I'm bad old. I'll leave it for you. But the Chetim Ratz. What? I like a bar there. Maybe not. Oh, say it. That's more. We'll be totally that Rashi goes like a Baruch Be'er, which anyway could be Geshmak that Rashi goes because we found the Rashi that says even a Roiv doesn't help, not only a Sofik or Rogel, so it would stim. And you could make Matanim in Yisudah Shabbos Kodesh. Rabbi Yisai, okay, that's the connection. Interessant. In Kol Tfutas Yisroel, Kabbalah Shabbos, how do we start Kabbalah Shabbos? With Kapitel Achtilah, Kapitel Tzadiyeh. The Chunaran of Hashem, the real Itzu Yishem. That's how we start Kabbalah Shabbos. This Kapitel, how does it end? Right? Avom Shon Okot Bidor. the end of at the end of the Kapitel Luchun Ran, it says, Kihu alikeinu anachnu amarisa yvitzoin yodoi hayoim mi bekoilo yisushmo al takshu levavchem kimriva. Don't be like Masa HaMidbor, don't be like the Dor HaMidbor. You guys, don't be like the Dor HaMidbor. Arboim shona okut bedor v'oimer am toye levavchem v'heim lo yodu derochoi asher nishbati bi'api. This whole capital, not only the end, if you take a look at the Al-Sheikh in Tehillim, he says, L'chun Aranano was Moshe Rabbeinu's departing words from the Meisei HaMidbar. They knew they were missing out. Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, L'chun Aranano L'Hashem L'Riyah L'Tzur Yishenu L'Otzid L'Ovei. Now is not your time that we should be together. They wanted to be. And then he goes back, posuk by posuk. There was a conversation. They wanted to be with the Rebbe. They wanted to come back. They said, Nikadma fon of Besoida, which is a lashon of vidui. And they said, we'll do tshuva, we'll do vidui. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, it's too late. That it was all, this whole capital is on the chet ha-maragim, we're not zoichet to go come into Eretz Yisrael, arbom sharok at the door. Why is that the psicha of Kabbalah Shabbos? That's how we start Kabbalah Shabbos every single week. All about the chet ha-maragim. The answer is, so first of all, we're not just mentioning the Chet HaMeraglim. We're not just mentioning it. The Chet HaMeraglim is what brought the Golas that we're in today. The Gemara says in Tainis, Oisei HaLaila, the Klal Yisrael, is Boicha was Tishu B'Av, Tes B'Av. And Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aten Bechisen, Bechiyah Shel Chinom, Ani Ekvo Lochem Bechiyah Shel Doiris. Because of that Bechiyah Shel Chinom, is going to be a Bechiyah Shel Doiris, which is the Churban Bayis Rishon Mishlishon. Everything that the Bini Beis was temporary. So the Chet HaMeraglim brings, it's what's brought the Golos. And therefore, the Ravid in Torah's Koyin, the Brisker Rav in Parasha Shlach brings it, that the Ravid said, Pshat in this Pasuk. It says, Al Takshu Levavchem Kimriva. It says, Hayoyim Bekoylos Yishmo, Hem Loyot Asher Nishbati Ba'api Im Yevoyin El Menuchosi. The Ravid says, the way to read the Pasuk is like this. Would Klal Yisrael have been able to do tshuva on the Chet HaMeraglim? It's a shayla in the Rishonim. You'll find it, Al HaTorah. Would tshuva help? I'll give you one Rishon, the Ramban, in this week's section. Rabbanan Parashas Devorim says no. Vayeshuvu vayivku lifnei Hashem. They came in tshuva, because says the Ramban, Al pi digmon Rosh Hashanah, gzar din sheyesh im shvua. There's nothing you can do about it. It was a shvua. The Ravid in Torah's Koyim says not that way, but listen how he says Asher nishbati be'api. The shvua has a gvul. The shvua wasn't just a shvua. Yesh gvul the shvua. The shvua is kol zman. It's an af of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There's a shvua. You can't do tshuva, but if you can figure out a way to be masalik the af, the shvua doesn't go on that time period. So says the Ravid, direct shvua with the regular mahalchem of shvua of tshuva on a chet would not work because it was gzar din sheyesh b'shvua. But there was a hakol. Look. You gotta find the loophole. She nishbati be'api. Not just I made a shvua because I was angry. Be'api was the shvua. The masalik daf, there's no shvua. Says the Ravid, why are you telling us this? In the midbar they never did shvua. Says the Ravid, it's not going on. This pasuk and tilm is not going on Dora midbar. It's going on the door, the golus that we're in. We have, it's the same thing. If we're masalik daf, then the whole original shvua is bottled. Mashiach will come right away. So this pasuk is betzem as horror to us, Klal Yisrael. Don't be stubborn and toy lave like this man of the midbar. Don't do that, because then you'll still be in golus. Get out of it. That's the etzem shat. That's the Hashem nishbat to be happy. It's as horror to us. What does that do with Shabbos? And I'm ending my voice. What does it have to do with Shabbos? Because it would seem that Shabbos is a zman that a person could connect to a matzav of the Shechina, to a matzav of his roimimus, his karbos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and realize not to be an anxious koshi alev and toyi alev. Shabbos has the schooler to bring a person back. There's a, I want to read you something. It's Sefer Achayim from the brother of the Maharal of Prague. He writes like this. May Avas Hashem Yisborach as Ami Yisrael kedei lehoser mi libon kol sofek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. We shouldn't have sfeikas in Amuna, in the Shechina. We don't see it. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash with Asor and Nisan. We don't have a Novi. So how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu meser mi libon kol sofek? Nosan es Shabbos kodshoi. Shehu bris beinoi ubeineinu. Bimenuchosoi lo yishkun ha-reilem. How is that? Had a Shabbos. B'mashe yargish kol ish Yisroel ba'atzmoi, shefa elokai v'or ponov kirot sisoi. B'simcho yisera, shenoifel olov b'loy miskaven miyad b'achnosas ha-Shabbos. You ever wonder, every single year, you come into shul, even if you're on time, you're not on time, you're in a rush, your hair's still wet. You sit down, when they start Kabbalah Shabbos, feel something different. So yeah, tighten up your way. Says the Sefer Achayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu sent a nitzot shel or v'simcha mimokoim shehanavua yoytzes misham inside kol echad ve'echad miYisrael, every single Shabbos. That's why he says, even without hachonos, the light is covered. Even if you didn't do, you didn't say shir hashirim and go to the mikvah v'chulam. Shabbos like a regular. He says, "Lahosim yilibam kol sofik." The shechina is near on Shabbos. Lo yozav mimenu chastoi v'amitoi. That's in the Sefer Achayim from the Maharal Prague, from the brother Maharal Prague. There's another sefer called Menucha v'Kedusha. It's a Talmud of Rav Chaim Vloshin in the Shara Tefila. Mamish the same thing. It's unbelievable. He says, "Onu b'zman hazeh yosh v'choshech. Ein lanu shum dover lahoir einenu lo mikdash lo tzitz." Loi nezer hakodesh, loi efer poro. What do we have? Nothing. Hishu lanu Hashem b'chazdoi. He adds on. Torah v'Shabbos. He says Shabbos. He adds on. Al yodom yidolik ner l'nafshein. And person can feel a ner b'nafshoi ki oisi b'nei u'b'neichem ki ani Hashem mikadishu. And he goes on. So Shabbos is me'ein olam haba, me'ein. That's Beis HaMikdash. That's what Shabbos is here for. So Bizman Shabbos, a person could have a little bit shaykhas to this. We can tell him, Al takshu levavchem kim riva. Get your head on straight. You can tell it to him, you know, the going in brochas. The word says in brochas, kol alon shiva yom and baloi chaloyim nikro ra. Brochas yidal. 7 days without a chaloyim, you're bad. Shad. Says the Goyin, what it means is, 7 days has a Shabbos. If 7 days went by, and you didn't come to the realization that the whole Olam Hazeh is a Chaloyim, you're right. How could that be? Anyone who goes to a Shabbos, on Shabbos is a time where a person can come to his, listen, six Shishas Yom, and you're busy with it. Shabbos. Shvizim Malocha, the Shaychas. The Kirvas Hashem, and you don't come to the realization that the whole Welt is Hevel Avolim, and we're the focus. It's a Chaloyim. What you do is a great Ras Chulda. She'eni Yadei L'mi Maniach. That's what the whole, the Medrash we said over last week. Yoshvei Tevel. That's what Shabbos is about. You have to get about the new with the new. And this week, Rabbi, it's Shabbos Chazoyim. The Shabbos Chazoyim. My mother's Zayda, the Abdi Rebbe, the Oyd Yisrael. The Oyd Yisrael says it's the Lichtike Shabbos of a whole year. Every Shabbos is Menucha v'Simcha Or La Yehudim. He said it's the brightest Shabbos of the whole year. Leave it up to the Chassidim. Leave it up to the Chassidim for why? He says because Shabbos is an Or. The darker it is, the shiner the light shines, the brighter the light. So it's dark. It's a dark Shabbos, but the light is unbelievable. Zelbe Gzachas B'Shem Reb Levi Yitzchak. And the Hasidim Shabbos Chazoyim was like, I don't know where he got this from, but the Baditshava says, the Baditshava says that every Shabbos Chazoyim, Kadosh Baruch Hu shows Kol Echad Ve'Echad, and he shows the person's neshama, the Bayis HaShlishi, the Beis HaMikdash, B'Tzifarta, something on that Shabbos. And that's why it's called Chazoyim. It's going on the Chazoyim. The Chazoyim means to see. Chazoyim is a Loshon of Nevuah. Chazoyim is, right? Chazoyim is a Novi. The Sefer Reb Chaim HaLevi. Chidushi HaGoyin Reb Chaim HaLevi. So the Chazoyim is from the Chaznish in the back. One is not written. Chaznish said on the Sefer, the title of Goyin is reserved for Goyin. The name of the Sefer is Chadushi HaKoyin B'chaim HaLevi. HaKoyin? Chazanu said the title Goyin is reserved for Goyin. Biskus used to say back, on the Sefer Chazanish, the title Chazoyin is for Nevi'im. It's for Nevi'im. Chazoyin is she called it. The Shailah, the title is like the first back and forth on the Akoponim. But Chazoyin is a Loshon of Nevuah. And Reb Levi Yitzchak says, this is his mashal. He says, mashal, a father once bought a suit for his child. Fancy suit, and he got wild and he ripped it. Bought him a second suit. Same thing happened. The third suit he didn't give him. He made a new suit, beautiful, put in the closet. He said, when you get older and you know how to take care of the clothes on you. But every so often, once a year, he would take out the suit and show it to him. And he would show it. That's his lush in the suit. The first two is the Churban Bayit Rishon B'Sheni. The third one, the Eibishter has in the closet, it's in Shemayim, but the Eibishter shows him just once a year, and he says it's Chazoyim. Shabbos Chazoyim. Oy, say, Eulim Hashem, good Shabbos.
Moish cats have known him as
young. Yeah, Moish cats?
I've known him for years.
Yeah.
Because it isn't, I mean, I just next to you.
Yeah, please.
No, not that one, Moish Katz, that was Katz's brother.